Giuliano Mer Chamis was a 53-year-old Israeli actor and director. He was shot to death this week in Jenin, the Palestinian town in the West Bank where he lived and worked. Mer Chamis was born to a Jewish Israeli mother and Arab Christian father. And as the World's Matthew Bell reports, his death is a blow to people on both sides of the Israeli-Palestinian divide.
In a place where deep division and distrust is the norm, Giuliano Mer Chamis embodied the impossible. He described himself as 100% Jewish and 100% Palestinian. He was an Israeli citizen who chose to live in a Palestinian refugee camp. He enjoyed some big-time success as a film actor, but dedicated himself to running a theater for kids. For a man of such contradictions, it made sense that the funeral procession yesterday for Mer Chamis had elements of the extraordinary. A caravan of hundreds of mourners drove from the Israeli coastal city of Haifa, where Mer Chamis grew up, to an Israeli checkpoint on the northern border of the West Bank. Israeli authorities allowed his casket to be carried across the border briefly so that Palestinian friends of Mer Chamis could say their final goodbyes. Back on the Israeli side of the checkpoint, dressed in black, Jalal Hassan of Nazareth said he was struggling with the murder of his childhood friend.
Giuliano is unique in many things. One among these things is that he's a person of life, of loving life and loving people. So it's so hard all of a sudden to connect Giuliano with death.
Especially such a violent death, Hassan added. On Monday afternoon, Mer Chamis was shot multiple times at close range by a masked gunman in the Jenin refugee camp. It happened close to the Freedom Theater that the actor created in 2006. Palestinian authorities have arrested a suspect. He is described as a Palestinian militant. The co-founder of the Freedom Theater is a former militant himself. As an ex-leader of the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigades, Zachariah Zubeidi was once one of Israel's most wanted men. Zubeidi called his friend's killing an assassination and said there will be no forgiveness for those responsible. Zubeidi had known Mer Chamis since the early 1990s. That's when the Israeli actor's Jewish mother, Arna Mer, ran an arts program for Palestinian youth in Jenin. Mer Chamis made a documentary about his late mother's work called Arna's Children. The film shows the lives of several kids from Jenin who worked with Arna Mer. When Arna died of cancer, her left-wing, pro-Palestinian politics made it difficult finding a place to bury her in Israel. A kibbutz in the north gave the family a burial site, and that was where Mer Chamis was buried yesterday. Some of the Palestinian students from the Jenin Theater were at the funeral. They got special permission to enter Israel for the day. One of them told me it was the first time he'd ever visited the Jewish state and laid eyes on the sea, and he considered that to be a strange gift from his late teacher. Israeli columnist Gideon Levy also attended the funeral. He said the last time he saw Mer Chamis was at the opening of Alice in Wonderland at the Jenin Theater several weeks ago.
Which was maybe too much for Jenin refugee camp.
What do you mean?
He said in the beginning of the play, he said it's a dangerous play. And it was a dangerous play.
When you thought about him working there, did you worry?
No, because I really thought he's one of them. But now, thinking backwards, I think it was too naive to think so.
But Giuliano's older brother, Spartak, said there were plenty of warning signs. Standing next to his mother's grave, just a few steps away from his younger brother's freshly dug grave, Spartak said Giuliano was a cultural revolutionary who took a big risk by living and working in the Jenin refugee camp.
You have to take into consideration that you are amongst organized militias, fully equipped, armed. Although his project is of a tremendous importance and very humanistic and very creative. But of course I'm proud of him. I'm proud of him, but I'm angry at him at the same time because I would prefer to be proud of him alive than proud of him dead.
Giuliano Mer Chamis leaves behind an 11-year-old daughter, an infant son, and a wife who is 6 months pregnant with twins. His theater students say they will continue his work, and soon they will be back on stage. For the World, I'm Matthew Bell in Jerusalem.
And you can see Matthew's pictures of the funeral and of last year's opening of the Jenin Cinema. That's all at theworld.org. This is PRI.